When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to you, the so-called Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Connor and his orchestra, Judge Conlon for the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee, who sings for Chesterfield, and Abe Burrows, who sings for Laughs. But now here's Bing Crosby, who sings for the fun of it.
What fun. This is a tough racket, Ken. Up at 5 every morning, vocalizing, then 2 hours of road work.
Oh, no. Stop it, Bing. Only fighters do road work.
Well, the way I sing, I got to be able to defend myself. Ken, John Scott is lifting his baton, I see there, which is a signal for me to dance out of my corner and sing "The Night Has a Thousand Eyes." I'm ready, John. Ring the gong.
Don't whisper things to me you don't mean, for words deep down inside can be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows its truthful heart from one that lies. Though romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright as the starlit sky, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream, for I knew I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sighs, and the smiling down of a thousand eyes. The night has a thousand eyes.
Hey, that's a very catchy tune, Bing.
Lovely.
The words are so descriptive. The night has a thousand eyes.
Oh, they're great.
I wonder where the composer got the idea from.
Idea probably struck him when he was parked with a girl on top of Mulholland Drive. You know how it is when you're smooching, yeah. Doing your best.
When you're parked up there in the Hollywood Hills with a girl, where do the thousand eyes come in?
I don't know how it is now, but years ago, the place was infested with owls.
Owls?
Mm-hmm. One night, I parked my Apperson Jackrabbit up there. Just got parked and pulled over to the side, and an owl stuck his head through the isinglass side curtain and said, "Who?" I was so startled that I yelled back, "Constance Talmadge." You know, Connie and I used to go up there many a night and watch the campfires of the Indians in the valley below.
Well, Bing, you were lucky you went up there in the old days. I understand nowadays all the owls carry flashlights.
Oh, the cads. If I was a boy, I wouldn't take a girl up there anymore. See, in this modern age, you're liable to wind up being televised. Murdered. But, Ken, how can we talk about romance when the burning topic of the day is the fact that January belongs to Philco?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, I thought you would be. Tell us about it, Ken, while I go out in the audience and organize an owl hunting expedition. Owls, anybody?
Oh, it's no use, Bing. This month, the owls and all the other wise birds are out hunting Philcos. Believe me, the pickings were never finer. It's just a step to the hunting grounds, your nearest Philco dealer, where you can draw a bead on a new 1949 Philco and bag the radio of your choice at a real bargain. How can you miss? Your Philco dealer is loaded with sensational money-saving offers, red-hot buying opportunities on the greatest selection of new Philco models in history. Look for the Philco Blue Tag Specials and listen to the world's finest table radio phonograph, the Philco 1405. Plays regular records automatically, plus the revolutionary new long-playing kind, and gives you sensational tone and performance from both. Compare it and judge for yourself. Don't miss the good hunting at your Philco dealer now on brand new radios and radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Here once again this evening with us is your dear friend and ours, pretty Peggy Lee. How are you going to chant for us tonight, Peg?
So dear to my heart, Dennis.
Oh, you're going to make Mr. Disney very happy. And me too.
So dear to my heart, that September day, with the leaves turning brown and gold, when you were the dream I would hold, so dear to my heart, so dear to my heart, that December day, when we strolled down a snow-white lane, the kiss that we shared will remain so dear to my heart. And when it's springtime and fields are dressed with flowers, you're the dearest flower in bloom. Oh, how I treasure all the happy hours and the joy I shared with you. They bloom in my heart in a corner apart. Every sweet tender memory, as long as I live, they will be so dear to my heart. So dear to my heart.
Okay. That was real, real good.
Thank you, Big. Hey, by the way, I have a message for you.
Message for me?
Yeah. I was parked up on Mulholland Drive last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, and an owl stuck his head in the car and said, "Whatever happened to Crosby?"
Yeah, whatever happened to him. It's probably one of your lovebirds.
No.
Peg, I think we'd better scurry into a tune before too much of my reckless, feckless past comes to life here.
Okay, let's do Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's new tune. I got lucky in the rain.
Oh, we could stand a little rain, I guess. John Scott, reach up with your baton and puncture the cloud.
I got lucky in the rain one day when I had nothing to do for an hour. I walked around in a shower.
I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along.
Then the heavens smiled at me.
My heart said, "How lucky can you be?"
Things like this you can't explain.
I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky in the rain.
You can't explain.
I only know that I got lucky in the rain.
Now it's guest time, and a pleasure to present a young man who is a smash favorite in radio, television, nightclubs, and he's currently appearing at El Rancho Vegas in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here is Abe Burrows, the world's greatest Abe Burrows.
Thank you, Bing, thank you, and I want to say it's mighty generous of you to have me here.
What do you mean, generous?
Well, to me, it's real proof of your generosity. The fact that you're not only unafraid, but perfectly willing to share your program with another romantic male singer.
Romantic male singer. I'll lay you 8-5 that you're only one of the three.
Well, I hope it's male.
you call yourself a singer, really?
What do you mean I call myself a singer? Oh, you've heard me, huh? Well, Bing, I call myself a singer, sure. Of course, I'm a little different from the average ordinary singer in that I can't sing. But like the average ordinary singer, I do. Anyway.
I've heard a lot of those songs you do. What's the reason for them, Abe?
Yeah, well, Bing, I wrote them from artistic irritation. I wrote them because I didn't like certain other songs. You see what I mean? I call my songs type songs. For instance, here's a typical type song based on the love theme, like this. My brain is whirling, my head is spinning, I can't sleep a wink at night. My appetite's gone, my nights are all ragged, my blood pressure's up, and my eyes are all sagging. My ears are ringing, my stomach's turning, my heart is pounding too quick. But I talked to the doctor, now I'm worried no longer. 'Cause he said it ain't love, I'm just sick.
Oh, lovely sentiment, Abe. Lovely.
You ought to make phonograph records, Abe.
Are you kidding?
No. What?
I record for the same company you do, Decca.
You made any records?
Are you kidding? I made a whole album.
Well, has it sold well?
Are you kidding? No.
Oh. Say, incidentally, Bing, you know, these records of mine have one big advantage.
What's that?
They're breakable.
Oh, now, Abe, you're doing all right. You've had an amazing success story on radio.
Well, it is kind of an amazing story at that, yeah. I hate to brag, but, you know, for 9 years I was a radio writer, and I wrote for Rudy Valley, John Barrymore, Duffy Tavern, and then I became a performer. Listen to this. Just think. After only 1 year as a radio performer, only 1 year, mind you, I've already lost my first sponsor. Isn't that wonderful?
This is an amazing, fantastic success story.
Incidentally, Bing, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah?
If I stay out of work in radio for one more year,
yeah?
Is that a capital gain?
Well, now, it might be if you switch networks. But you haven't got a network.
True, how true. I've done a little television, however. They tell me I'm awfully visual. By the way, Bing, you're very good on television.
But I'm not on television.
What are you talking? I saw you the other night with Constance Thomas. Yeah. It was an old short called Fun on Mulholland Drive.
Where did you see that, in the Now drugstore?
Look, Bing, not that this conversation ain't charming, but I think we should get to the heart of the matter.
You mean, of course, your operetta, Abe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready. Peggy Lee is ready. Milton DeLugge is ready. His accordion is ready. You're ready. That's the scene.
Thank you, Bing. Friends, I got here an interesting project. I've been working on a musical-type operetta for quite a while, and I'd like to tell you something about it now and give you an idea of some of the songs. Now, let's see. The scene of this operetta of mine takes place in old California about 75 years ago. Glamorous, romantic California.
Yeah, back in the days when a man could gallop along the road on a dashing horse without people thinking he was working for Republic.
Well, let's be serious about
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
You mind?
Lost my head.
Yeah.
I worked hard on it, yeah. In those days, California, like the rest of the West, was overrun with bold, dashing highwaymen and Robin-type hoods. Now, a lot of bandits. You see, now these bandits have since disappeared from the whole West. Modern technology has replaced them all with slot machines. Well, anyway, the hero of our operetta is the most famous bandit in all California. His name, the Purple Phantom. And as the curtain rises, the Purple Phantom and his jolly bandits are singing a jolly bandit-type song. Go something like this. You ready, Bing?
Right.
We are bandits bold. We rob and steal. We raise such a terrible fuss. We take from the rich and we give to the poor. And the poor that we give to is us. The jolly, jolly bandits, ruthless and brave. The kind that you read about in books. People call us highwaymen and Robin Hood. But we're really dirty crooks.
Well, sir, after this song, the bandits stand around laughing. When suddenly they spy... Now, suddenly they spy a stagecoach. In the stagecoach are two English people. One is an old man, Fortescue Fitzwater, Earl of Waterfitz. And the other is a girl, the Earl's beautiful niece, Lady Jennifer Duff.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, this builds up here, you'll see. The lady is obviously terrified of this strange, wild land, you see.
Uh-huh.
Now, the English people, you see, were always terrified of California until it was made safe for the British by Basil Rathbone. That's an international point. We got to get in there.
Get it in there. Let's clear all those things up. Before we
now, suddenly, the bandits appear. They force the occupants of the stagecoach to get out and put their hands up. The bandit leader looks at them smilingly and says...
Pardon our intrusion. I'm the Purple Phantom.
Then he shoots the driver of the stagecoach. He knocks the old Earl down and kicks him in a piece. Then he turns to the lady, bows, and he says...
Your servant, ma'am.
And she says...
Sir, I can see you are a gentleman.
Spots him right away. Well, anyways, the story drags on in the usual way. The Purple Phantom takes Jennifer Duff and old Fortescue Fitzwater to his mountain hideout. And there, under the stars, on Mulholland Drive, the Purple Phantom stands. He gazes at the lovely Lady Jennifer. She says to him,
Tell me, Purple Phantom.
But he interrupts her and says, Please, just call me Purp. I'm a gay dog.
What are you?
Our interlocutor went out for a smoke.
I was still on Mulholland Drive.
You've got to have an owl if you're not going to talk.
Well, sir. Then he says, But we love each other. And then they sing the love duet, which is a big number, the whole show. This is the one that people go out whistling. Go something like this.
When you're in love with the lover you love, and the lover you're loved by loves you.
When the one you're in love with is the lover you care for, and the lover you're loved by is the one you love, and therefore.
When there's a moon in the sky overhead,
and a moon in the sky up above.
When you're in love with the one you're in love with, it's almost like being in love.
That's a beautiful song. That's a beautiful song. Ain't it? Ain't it a beautiful song? Now they have a big love scene.
I've never felt this way before. I'm afraid of you.
You're not afraid of me. You're afraid of yourself.
Wow,
What dialogue, huh? Anyway, these two get real chummy, and she tells him that she came to California with Lord Fortescue Fitzwater, remember him, to help him search for his son. At this moment, the hideout is attacked by a group of rival bandits. Bang, bang, there's a fight, and our hero is wounded. Jennifer bends over him and tenderly removes his mask. Then she says, why, you're an Englishman. See, she knows this by instinct, and the fact that under his mask he's wearing a monocle. See? Now, the Phantom looks up and says...
You're right, Jennifer. I am Fortescue's son, a fifth skill.
And that is the first act curtain. Back to the Old West again. Well, now we come to the last act of my operetta about old California. A lot of stuff really happens, and finally our hero, the Purple Phantom, who is Fitzescue Fitzwater, and Jennifer Duff, they realize they love each other. He decides to settle down and give up the life of a highwayman. He's going to go into business in California as a used horse dealer. The Earl is going to stay, too, and then everybody on the stage sings the big finale, which is an Oklahoma-type number called California.
Cow, 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 if, on, yeah. California, 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 C-A-L-A-F-R-N-I-A. It's the only state in the whole 48 that's spelled that way. Cow, cow, if, on, I-A. California, California, California,
C-A-K-L-L-L-A-M-O.
No one needs you except
Northwestern. California, 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 Ohio. What a place this is gonna be. What a future I can see. Oh, someday thousands of orchards will turn out oranges and grapefruit galore, and great big movie studios will turn out lemons by the score.
This is where I'll always stay. So it's
That was a rip, snort, and rouser, Abe. We may be able to sell this to Paramount as a musical for Gary Cooper and Ethel Barrymore.
We gonna sell it? Mm-hmm. You cutting yourself in already?
Oh, forgive me. I'm so excited about January belonging to Philco that I don't know what I'm doing this month.
Things right, Abe. Those bargains at the Philco dealers have got everybody excited. Folks, visit your Philco dealer before January is over, and a new Philco can belong to you at a real money-saving value. Just ask for the Philco Blue Tag Specials. They're once-in-a-blue-moon bargains, sensational buying opportunities on brand-new 1949 Philco radios and radio phonographs. But get a move on, it's almost the end of January. See your dealer now and take advantage of this chance to set yourself up with a fine radio for any room in your home. You'll find Philco models for every purse and every purpose, and everyone a quality radio through and through. From Philco, famous for quality, the world over.
There's a deck of platter out now, the very... lulling lullaby. It's currently in the rocks. It's titled Tara Talara Talal. This is approximately it. I can sing it for singing with Abe Burrows.
Tara Talara Talal. Play peekaboo with a star. Hush her by, baby, when shadows creep, dreamland is nigh. not very far. Tara, 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 tara. Just like the angel you are. Rock-a-bye, baby, now you're asleep. Ta-ra-ta-la, ra-ta-la. With a star.
Why should my baby when shadows creep?
Dreamland is not very far. Just like the angel you are. Rock-a-bye, baby, now you're asleep. Ta-ra-ta-la-ta-la.
Radio program offers music to put you to sleep. I'd like to offer a firm hand and a hearty thank you to Peggy Lee and Abe Burrows for contributing to this evening's Cubsit.
What happens next
week? Well, next week, Peggy, we're being beamed from San Francisco. Who's going to be with you, Bing, and should I bring my piano? Well, if you do, it'll be a shambles because the mighty James Durante will be on stage. And you know what he does to a piano.
Well, can you handle Durante alone?
Not up to it. Not up to it, dear girl. Gertrude Neeson will assist me.
Neeson and Durante, you should be a smash.
We're going all out.
I'll be riveted to my so-called being.
I'll try to dig you too, son.
Thank you. Thank you.
So long, Peggy. So long, Abe. Good night, folks.
And thank you very much.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Jimmy Durante and Gertrude Neeson. And remember, January belongs to Philco. Keep your eye on your Philco dealer now.